Podcast 115, Wanderlust Movie Review. Sponsored by my buddies at PantryParadis.com. They sell food preservation tools. Produce, prepare, preserve your own harvest.
All right, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was. It was very funny.
All right, what was it called again?
Wanderlust, a movie.
So it's a Hollywood movie. I mean,
yeah.
we just saw it in the theaters in Missoula, Montana.
Right, Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd.
Right, right. So it's their story of being New York City folk, and then a series of events leads them to an intentional community, which really is a commune.
Right, an intentional community in Florida or something, you know, and they...
Georgia. It was in Georgia.
Georgia, you're right. Sorry. They were, yeah, very, very funny.
And so they were pretty glad to get out of there the first day. And then they went to the brother's house who lives in Atlanta in a McMansion. And then they were there probably not even 24 hours before they were beelining back to the intentional community.
Yeah. Yeah, the brother character was worse than crass. His wife was drunk and spacey all the time, and it was just horrible. The brother was horribly mean, and so they left. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a lot of contrast, which was really good. And of course, you know, there was a lot of Hollywood formula in it, because we saw the point where, like, the guy is saying, let's stay here and let's try it for a month. Let's try living in the commune for a month. And the wife is like, I don't think so. Okay, so she finally gets 2 weeks. And then in the end, it's a lot like what we've been talking about in the Intentional Community Forum, where a lot of people, they're sure it'll be awesome, and then in time, it's like, no, it's not.
I'm just thinking some of what we're trying to describe. Go watch the trailer on YouTube, the Wanderlust trailer, and it's hilarious. And all of that and more is in the movie. And then they show the outtakes at the end, and the outtakes are hilarious too. So I don't know. I feel like describing some of those scenes would just be pathetic.
Oh, go ahead. Describe the one with the armpit.
That was the outtake at the end.
Yeah, do it.
Well, there's this really nasty woman in the community, and then the main character, the Paul Rudd character, George, is all mad at her and trying to yell at her. Yeah, what does he say? Oh, and then there's all those ticks in that thatch of yours.
In that thatch in your armpits.
Yeah.
And she says, those are my friends.
But it's the outtake that that people are... They're just, because they're cracking up so bad, they can't do it with a straight face.
So I think the movie covers a lot of the things that I fear about intentional community.
Yeah.
So there was, in fact, one of the biggest ones is getting people to take drugs without their knowledge.
Right. Yeah, they had this truth circle where they had this tea, and they didn't really explain that it was a psychedelic substance.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that was their thing too, is at the truth circle, it seemed to be more about other people's hostilities than about truth. It's like, how do we get people to be really hostile? Let's have a truth circle. Yeah. Then we get to have a really good show.
Well, yeah, it really was pretty pithy in how it showed people bonding around emotional angst and actually emotional flaws. They were like, oh, good, you're flawed, too. We like flawed people. It's kind of the sense of it I had. I mean, obviously, they didn't say that. But it was showing just this really dysfunction, coming together around dysfunction.
They did a lot of talk about how violence is bad, and they're against violence. And then a guy swatted a fly, and that was like, you know, everybody freaked out. And then later, the woman, slaps the guy for saying something really nasty, and nobody said, hey, that was violent.
Oh, no, the one character goes, Linda, you know, because she slapped him.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't catch that part.
Yeah, just the one guy said that. They were all in such shock at such violence.
See, I thought some of them were giggling. I thought that's what I was watching. And somebody was like, hoo, hoo, hoo. He's going to kick his ass. But it just seemed like double standards all the way. Like, I kind of feel like the thing to do is to give everything away. Don't hold anything back. But at the same time, I don't know, maybe let people experience the adventure. But it's like a little too hollow. I mean, the formula is, it's predictable. You know how everything is going to go.
It is, in some extent, and yet the humor is so much fun along the way. I mean, some of it was really painful. There were times that you, like, had to hide your face because some of it was so painfully awkward.
You know, I think it's rare that I ever hide my face at a movie. I mean, Aliens, no problem. But this movie, I had to hide my face several times because it was just unbearable to see unfold in front of me.
Yeah, and that was part of the humor. There was just some painful things that happened that people were trying to do to make things work. And anyway, it's interesting.
Alan Alda was in it?
Yes, he played a great role.
He was a founder of the community, which had been there for 40 years.
Yeah. And, you know, it was interesting. I mean, they did a lot of pot smoking, a lot of playing music, a lot of free sex, and all of this stuff. And, you know, and they took care of animals, and they grew food, and one nudist makes wine, and they had a little fruit stand. So, I mean, it looks like a pretty common model for community living like that, but...
Well, yeah, and I think they actually made it out better than most of the intentional communities I visited do, you know, but they do, it was, they kind of took the most extreme community that you could come up with. So all the property is communal. Everybody shares everything. Whatever you show up with, that belongs to everybody. And so they were doing that. And then there's the free love thing was kicking in there. They never said polyamory, which polyamory is different, but, you know, they were definitely doing free love. I mean, they were trying to pick out what's the most extreme stuff. And then the drugs, it seems like drugs were going on and on and on and on and on.
Well, mostly the pot smoking they showed in the movie, but yeah, it was... Yeah, I just, you know, the humor was fun, and I think in a way, I think there is a tendency for people to be drawn to community that do want to work out emotional issues, and I think that was a little, even though it was a Hollywood comedy, I think there was that little kernel of truth in the story, because I think any story is better when it has a little bit of truth in it, and a little bit of reality.
Right. And with character development, they definitely had that. They had a collection of like a dozen characters. Each one was a different kind of character, but we saw a lot of the characters. It's like, as I go around and visit intentional communities, it's like, yes, I've seen these characters. whoever put this together, they actually knew some stuff about intentional communities. So that was funny.
It's just a fun little romp. I don't know if it was, you know, really highlights anything particularly enlightening or anything, but it was a fun romp.
Right. They had to skip over a lot in order to get to the plot and things, but the contrast was good. And I don't know, it was definitely a movie that was shallow, not a lot of depth, just a quick little comedy. I laughed a lot.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm still chuckling over the outtakes, the ones where they were trying to, while the guy is sitting on the toilet and they're trying to talk about feces.
Oh, right, right. Their community doesn't believe in doors, and
yeah.
So then when they go to use the toilet, which they didn't have a composting toilet, it was a regular toilet. When they go to use the toilet, then it's like the guy's sitting down, and everybody comes in to visit with him while he's sitting down, and he's kind of trying to let them know that he needs a little private time, and they're not respecting his needs.
Right.
You know, they never quite covered that they totally disrespected what this guy needed, but it's like, you know, it's a collection of a variety of dysfunctions, and in this community, they tend to put dysfunction on a pedestal. Dysfunction is the thing that they value.
Yeah, they didn't have rules, but you had to have the right mindset. If you weren't of the like mind or the right mindset, it was very much frowned upon. But, you know, then other people didn't have to follow that mindset, a.k.a. rules, if they were extra emotional. They could break.
Right.
So it was...
Crazy wins.
It was.
The crazier you are, the more everybody else kind of buys into it. It was painful for me to watch, but there were it's like one of those movies that they have where like the guy has everything bad happen to him, and so it's kind of like I kind of wish that they could have used a good example of intentional community instead of this, but I guess it wouldn't have been as funny or as entertaining.
Right. Well, and the reason you wanted to make a podcast about it is because intentional community was in the mainstream media. It was in a Hollywood movie. I mean, I don't know. Isn't that a rare thing to have intentional community in a Hollywood movie?
I was pretty excited, although I'm not sure if people are going to be able to are they going to hear intentional community and they think it's just something that somebody made up for the movie, or will they realize that it's like for real and like go Google it or something?
Right. Well, and they didn't talk about that a lot. It was really maybe mentioned once, maybe twice. The first time it was like, oh, it's a commune, and the guy goes, no, we don't call it a commune. It's an intentional community. And I think that's in the trailer too, where he says, no, everyone just thinks it's a bunch of hippies smoking pot and playing guitar when it's a commune.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on. I do think that the thing that's cool is when they get together and they play music. I mean, it's been my experience that anytime you bring people together for any flavor of intentional community, that always happens, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of really, really great stuff that happens in every intentional community I've ever visited. But this is like, This is like the rogues gallery of the scariest, freakiest parts. And then, of course, you know, you have to have your contrast between the people that are like from the outside encountering this, and which makes it funny.
Yeah, yeah. And even their playing music together was full of dysfunction because they were such a dysfunctional community. So,
And of course, there's the bad guys. Oh, and then they solve the problem of how do you chase off bad people? When bad things come your way, how do you get them to go away?
Boobs.
You use boobs. You show them your boobs, and then the bad things go away. You get the media attention that you need, and then things tend to fix themselves. All you got to do is bring in boobs. Everybody write that down so you don't forget.
Hey, I just noticed something. You were talking about how you think playing music is one of the best things about community, and yet we went to that fire circle, and you didn't enjoy the music part of that fire circle that we went to.
Fire circle. I'm trying to remember. Oh, that one. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. The reason why I didn't enjoy it is because I am not a musical person myself. I feel like I have many, many shortcomings. The list is massive of my shortcomings. I suck at cooking. I never learned to play any musical instrument. I once tried out for a musical in high school because I loved the theater, and I was the only person who actually was given a role. who was asked, don't ever sing. So then here I am at this event, and they're saying that they want me to sing, and it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Right.
So that's how it's different, you know. But at other places, it's like everybody whips out their instruments, they start singing, and no one's like looking at me like, hey, Paul, lead us in a song.
Well, I think you have a bit of a point. I think we've sat around fires before where it was just everyone who felt like it sang or didn't sing or played an instrument just for the joy of it, and it wasn't purposely to bond, you know, or to you know, have a soulful experience, or, you know, some people when they drum, they're really trying to get spiritual about it, you know, or almost a religious experience. So I think you probably prefer it when it's more just for the enjoyment of the music,
when
more
they're
casual,
just goofing off and having a good time.
Yeah.
And they're and you're right, when somebody stands up and says, and now we're going to hold hands, we're all going to bond, then I'm kind of like looking for the door.
Yeah, it feels more of a directive, more, I get it.
All right, we good?
We're good.
All right, if you like this sort of thing, come on out to the forums at permies.com, where we talk about intentional community, homesteading, and permaculture all the time.